Greetings, brothers and sisters, misses and misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music.
Music. Well, the bugle has blown the many times, but it's still have one more time left for the mother's time for the power of our shoulder.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music. Where today I'm paying my respects to two recently departed legends, as on the 4th of September, the pioneering trombonist Rico Rodriguez passed away at the age of 80 here in London, and in the following month, the influential dancehall singer Madu unexpectedly died at his home in America. And in their own ways, both of these men had a huge impact on the development of reggae music over the years. And so today, I give you the House of Reggae's Rico and Madu special. Rico and Madu. Probably the greatest trombone solo ever recorded in British pop music history. This is, of course, Rico Rodriguez blowing his trombone on the extended 12-inch version of The Specials' Ghost Town, which reached the top of the UK pop charts back in the summer of 1981. And so a little later on in the show today, I'm going to feature some of my favourite Madu tracks, but right now I'm going to highlight the journey that Rico took from downtown Kingston, Jamaica, all the way to the number one spot in the UK. As born in 1934 to a Cuban father and Jamaican mother, Emmanuel Rico Rodriguez grew up in a poor neighbourhood in the capital city, and with his family struggling to make ends meet, he enrolled at the Alpha Boys School back in 1940, where alongside his friend and contemporary Don Drummond, he became an accomplished trombonist. But on leaving the school 10 years later, he had to begin all over again, and so finding work to fund his musical ambitions, he acquired a new trombone and began performing in the jazz orchestras of the day. Towards the end of the decade, Rico's reputation had grown to such an extent that he was invited to become a member of Sir Coxon Dodd's first studio session band, Cluje and the Blues Blasters. And it is Rico's trombone that can be heard on Theophilus Beckford's Easy Snappin', which is often credited as being the foundation ska tune. And Rico also recorded dozens of instrumentals around this time for a variety of producers. And so to kick off this tribute properly, here he is now, blowing up a storm in Kingston 13.
We'll be right back.
Mr. Rico Rodriguez in a fine style there on Kingston 13, a great early ska track which was produced by Count Bells and originally came out on his President label in Jamaica and a Bluebeat label in the UK back in 1962, and which can now be found on the compilation CD The Story of Bluebeat 1962 Part 2 on the Sunrise label.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
But as well as becoming a mainstay in the Kingston recording studios, in the late 1950s, Rico began his lifelong affinity with Rastafari when he lived in the encampment set up by Count Ozzy in the Warrika Hills, and where he took part in the all-night reasonings and musical jam sessions. And this also translated into many of his early recordings, where he would play alongside Count Ozzy's African drummers on a number of tracks, like First Gone, Babylon Gone, and Rock a Man's Soul, where Rico evoked a smoky atmosphere with some mournful and meditative solos, as can also be heard on this next track I have for you, which is called Come On Home, and sees Joe Higgs and Roy Wilson record one of the earliest repatriation songs in Jamaican music, ably backed up by Rico and his trombone.
The redeemer full of culture, y'all.
Why my people don't want to come on. Zion is a throne and we don't want to leave you alone.
Wonderful early roots music out of Jamaica there with Higgs and Wilson's Come On Home, which was produced by future Prime Minister Edward Seaga and released on the World label in Jamaica and the Starlight label in the UK back in 1961, and which saw a digital release in 2012 on the compilation Higgs and Wilson Anthology 1959-1969.
Ever since I was a youth, I've always been searching for the truth. But having been told so many lies, life like good music never died.
And so during this period in the first couple of years of the 1960s, Rico was a go-to trombonist for all the top record producers on the island, including Sir Cox and Dodd, Duke Reed, Prince Buster, Lloyd Daly, Harry Moody and Vincent Chin, as he featured on well over 100 recordings, many of which credited him as a lead musician, and a couple of which were even named after him. Just like this one, called Rico's Special.
Wait,
Produced by Vincent Shin, that was Rico Special, which was recorded at the RJR studio in 1961 and released on the Randy's label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK, where it was credited to the Emmanuel Rodriguez Orchestra and can now be found on the Randy's 50th anniversary CD on the VP label.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
But following these groundbreaking recordings, Rico decided it was time to spread his wings, and he emigrated to London at the end of 1961, which was commemorated in a couple of instrumentals, firstly with the Jamaican-recorded Rico's Farewell on Randy's, and then once he touched down in the UK on London Here I Come, which he recorded for Sonny Roberts' Planetone label. And so, with his reputation preceding him, Rico was not short of session work in his new home, as emerging British-based labels like Planetone and Bluebeat utilised his horn-based skills to add a little Jamaican authenticity to their recordings. But Rico would also continue to be heard on Jamaican releases too, especially by Prince Buster, who was a frequent visitor to London and who would record him whenever he came over to England, as can be heard on this next track, which sees Rico take a starring role in part 3 of Prince Buster's often surreal Judge Dredd trilogy, as this is Judge Dredd, Dance the Pardon. Judge Dredd.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet for your dancing feet.
Order. Now this court is in session, Judge Dredd is presiding. I have before me 700 letters asking pardon for Emmanuel, Zaki Palm, and George Grubb and Flea. Well, I've decided to grant them pardon under certain conditions. They must report to the probation officer every morning, and they must be of good behavior for the next 5 years. No more shooting, no more looting, no more boom joint. And if they come back before me for the same charge, I wouldn't say what I'll do. And for celebration, I've brought for them today a freedom man by the name of Brother Rico. Now play, man, it's in order, play. Lucky Palm, the top that told me he was a very good dancer. I want to see you dance. But please, let me see you dance, cause my name is Judge Dredd, and if I leave this chair and come down to dance, I'll let it look shame. I'm a judge, but I know to dance.
Mm-hmm.
freedom. I want you to promise me that you'll visit your probation officer every morning. Don't you let me down, 'cause my name is Judge Dredd and I don't care.
As only Prince Buster can, that was Judge Dredd, Dance the Pardon, featuring Freedom Man, Brother Rico, and which came out on Buster's own Olive Blossom label in Jamaica and the Bluebeat label in the UK back in 1967. But as far as I know, that one is yet to see an official CD or digital release.
Out of all the stations, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But with these Rude Boy songs proving hugely popular in Jamaica, it didn't take long for the UK producers to catch on, which resulted in Rico recording one of his most famous and enduring trombone solos, when fellow expat Dandy Livingston recorded his message to the Rude Boys.
Stop your running about. Time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Ah, Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you. You're growing older each day. You want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. Ah, Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you.
Dandy with Rudy, a message to you, which he produced himself and released on a Scarbeat label in the UK back in 1967, and which can now be found on multiple compilations, just like the Trojan Rude Boy box set.
No, fellow rude boys, stand fast and let us unite.
And so when rocksteady turned into reggae in Jamaica in the late 1960s, organ and horn-led instrumentals came back into fashion. And this allowed Rico the opportunity to record his debut album, as he carried on his collaboration with Dandy Livingston, this time for the Trojan label, with a release titled Blow Your Horn, where the backing was provided by the London-based group The Rudies, as can be heard on this track, called Jump in the Gun. Jump in the Gun.
We'll be right back.
Was Rico and the Rudies with Jumping the Gun, which was produced by Dandy Livingston and released on a B-side of a Trojan single, as well as featuring on the full-length album Blow Your Horn in 1969.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And the final year of the 1960s proved a very fruitful time for Rico, as he also played a leading role in two further London recorded albums of Brixton Cat and Rico in Reggae Land, which featured his own tribute to his old school friend and mentor Don Drummond. But as the 1970s dawned, Rico's recording work started to dry up and he was forced to find gainful employment to support his family. However, he hadn't been forgotten in his homeland, as during his time, Bunny Lee was making regular trips over to London, and he would often call up Rico to add a little trombone over the top of some of his Jamaican recorded rhythms, such as on the early reggae stomper Japanese Invasion, and, if my ears don't deceive me, vocal tracks like John Holt's Anymore, and this one, which was one of Slim Smith's final ever recordings, and also one of his greatest. The time has come.
The time has come. The time has come.
Here comes a musical hit maker from Jamaica. Tall and handy, sweet like candy.
The time has come to be free, can't you see? Shook doo doo.
Great Slim Smith there with A Time Has Come, which was produced by Bunny Lee and featured Rico adding a little atmospheric trombone in the background. And that one was originally released on the High Note label in Jamaica and both the Pama and Explosion labels in the UK back in 1972, and can now be found on the Slim Smith compilation called Keep That Love Light Shining on Trojan Records.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
But despite these occasional recording sessions, it seemed that Rico had been all but forgotten, until in 1975, Chris Blackwell came knocking and requested his services for his resurgent Island label. Initially, to add his trombone to Toots and the Maytals Reggae Got Soul album, which was mixed at Island's London studios, and where Dick Cuthell was the in-house engineer. And the two soon struck up a friendship, which saw Dick record a solo track with Rico the following year, which resulted in Island funding an album project that allowed Rico to return to Jamaica for recording sessions at both Joe Gibbs and Randy's studios, with an all-star cast featuring the likes of Slyne Robbie, Lloyd Parks, Ansel Collins and Bobby Ellis. And titled Man from Warika, this album saw Rico delve into his past and come up with something new, as he expanded his repertoire into what is now commonly known as Jamaican jazz, which was confirmed when the American release of the album came out on Blue Note Records. And so here is the opening track called This Day.
Thank you.
That was the man from Guarica himself, Rico Rodriguez, leading his all-star band in This Day, which was the opening track on the Man from Guarica album, which came out on the Island label in the UK and the Blue Note label in America back in 1977.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
And so, following on from the Man from Guarica album, Rico bagged a support slot on Bob Marley's next European tour, before he received a phone call from seven young men from Coventry, who asked if he could play his trombone on their version of Rudy, A Message to You. And the rest is history, as of course I'm talking about the Specials. And so, taking along Dick Cathell with him, Rico soon found himself in the UK pop charts and touring the country in one of the most exciting and vibrant live bands England ever produced. And so, from their Too Much Too Young live EP, which was released at the beginning of 1980, here are the Specials doing over a ska classic and encouraging the man from Guarica to blow, Mr. Rico, blow.
What? On the road.
Wonderful stuff, as that was the Specials featuring Rico with Guns of Navarone, which was recorded live at the Lyceum in London in 1979 and featured on their Too Much Too Young EP, which topped the UK pop charts in February 1980. And this unexpected success sparked off an intense period of recording and touring, which in the space of the next 2 years saw him play on both of the Specials albums, as well as their other number one hit, Ghost Town, while also recording two more solo albums in Jamaica, which were both released on the Two Tone label, and guest appearances with the likes of The Selector, The Police, Paul Young and Joan Armour Trading. But by the end of 1982, Rico decided his time in the spotlight was done, and he took early retirement by moving back to Jamaica for much of the rest of the decade. He did return to London, though, and to playing music, as in his later years he could often be found in the horn section of Jules Holland's Rhythm and Blues Orchestra, as well as featuring in many more guest appearances, until his age and health eventually got the better of him and he had to give up playing his beloved trombone. And then in August this year, it was reported he was in hospital, and sadly he never recovered, as Emmanuel Rico Rodriguez passed away on the 4th of September, aged 80 years old, leaving behind a lifetime of music and magical memories. And so, from one Jamaican legend to another now, as in October, it was reported that Osbert Maddo had died at his home in the city of Bangor in Maine on the northeast coast of America, following medical problems with his heart. And born and brought up in Kingston, the man known as Maddo may not have an extensive discography, but his unique style and influence in the late 1970s and early 80s was hugely influential at a time when the dances were changing from roots into dancehall. And so to begin our tribute, here is Maddo on his debut recording, riding the ever-popular Storm Rhythm with Jamming So.
Jamming So.
Jamming so, scandal I'm away, oh, how you jamming so, sister, how you jamming so, how you jamming so, sister, how you jamming so, you must be feeling hot or what, girl you must be wanted on the spot. You must be wanting to broke your bop. So tell me, how you jamming so? I said I can't take the girl named Tipsy. She just a walk and a whine like she's sexy. She just a suck in me tongue like a sweetie. I have to give her a bottle of Pepsi. I should I hear the little gal at that gypsy? Oomarooni ramarooni, show me how me know. Oomarooni ramarooni, show me how me know. Jamming so.
An early dancehall classic, as that was Maddo with Jamming So, which was produced by Joe Gibbs and came out on his Crazy Joe label in Jamaica back in 1979. And the 12-inch version of that release can now be found on the Joe Gibbs 12-inch Reggae Disco Mix Showcase Volume 1 CD on the VP label.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the musical display there.
And so, loosely styling himself on Horace Andy's high-pitched tones, Maddo had worked his way up the sound system hierarchy, when in 1977 he went along to a local East Kingston sound called Stereophonic, which was owned by Leon John, aka Big John, and he had a weekly residency in Bionic Lawn on Windward Road, where the selector Colonel Flux spun the records, and the DJ Welton Irie held the microphone. And encouraged by a friend, Maddo took the mic and impressed the DJ so much that he was invited back the following week and soon became a regular fixture on the sound, gaining himself the nickname of the Bionic Singer. But in 1978, Welton Irie left Stereophonic and was soon replaced by Earl Anthony Robinson, aka General Echo, who up until that point had run his own sound called Echotone. But matched up with Maddo, the pair revolutionised the Kingston dancehall scene by adding risque lyrics and a barrel full of humour, which brought huge crowds to their dances. And so here is Maddo in action now on Stereophonic in December 1979 with Round the World.
Round, round, round the world. Round, round, round the world.
Oh, baby girl, you're big job. You know, Papa hate go, the whole entertainer. Colonel Flux, Indian Parcel, the food operator. I'm a Madu, the bayonet singer. Then you bubble and go down, you bubble and come up. You bubble up and bubble up until you reach the top. You bubble up and bubble up and girl, you never stop. You bubble up and bubble up like a 7-Up. And then you hold me tight and you squeeze me right. In the middle of the night, no bother with no fuss, no bother with no fight. Baby girl, you might lose your eyesight. And then you're round the world, baby girl. Round the world, baby girl. Round the world, yup, yup, yup. Round the world, baby girl. With your hand by your side and you wind your backside. You bubble and go down and then you bubble and come up. You bubble up until you reach the top. You bubble up and girl you never stop. And then you rub and go down, you rub and come up. You rub it from the top to the very last drop. With your hand by your side and you wind your backside. You bubble and go down and then you bubble and come up. And then you round the world, baby, round the world. Baby, yeah, round the world, yeah, yup, 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 round the world, baby, girl. Say, if you bubble and go down, you bubble and come up. You bubble up and girl, you never stop. You bubble up until you reach the top. You bubble up until you get on top. And then you hold me tight and you squeeze me right. In the middle of the night, no bother with no fuss, no bother with no fight. Baby girl, you might lose your eyesight. And then you round the world, baby girl. Round the world, baby girl, round the world, baby girl, yo, 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 round the world, baby girl.
Recorded in Brayton, in Portmore, in December 1979, that was Madu with Round the World, over the top of the Chiang Kai-shek rhythm. And it was from hearing one of these sound tapes that first brought Madu to the attention of Joe Gibbs, who invited him into the recording studio, where he interrupted a Dennis Brown session to record three songs for the producer, which were Jamming So, Joe Grine, and Backway Mr. Landlord, with the first two in particular proving hugely popular with the record-buying public of Jamaica, and which helped make Madu's name. And so he soon followed it up with another fruitful recording session, this time for Winston Riley, where alongside General Echo he recorded a great 12-inch record, which on side A had Sister Sue, while on the flip was this one, called Coming From Town. Coming from town.
Love him, girl. Love.
Over the top of the I'm Just a Guy rhythm, that was Madu with Coming From Town, which was produced by Winston Riley and released on 12-inch on his Techniques label in Jamaica and the Cha-Cha label in the UK in 1980. And keen listeners will have noticed that I faded that one out before General Echo broke into his bathroom sex skit.
Lord of mercy.
And so, with the benefit of hindsight, Madu could be described as being the first Sing J, as he deployed both singing and DJ techniques within his delivery, something which had not been done before. But of course, as the 80s progressed, it became more and more popular, with a DJ like Eka Mouse being an obvious example. And so I've got another Madu record here, which on this one sees his unique vocal technique being self-referential and scattish. In Have You Ever Been to Heaven?
Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh yeah. Mm-hmm, yes, yes, yeah. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Bang diddle ding bang bang diddle ding boodle doodle do. Yes, is I man Madu. Have you ever been to heaven? We've rain in school. Have you ever have a little idea? Girl, you keep me rocking like a fool. Because I love you to my heart and soul. And I'll never ever ever let you go. Darling, tell me you don't know. She said, Madu, don't take another girl. Don't hold her tight. Oh, darling, you hold me tight. Yes, remember last night. You're gonna do it out of sight. You must do it till you do it right. No. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Bang-diddle-ding, bang-bang-diddle-ding, doodle-doodle-do. Yes, is I man Madu. Yes, it's true. But no, yes, it's true. Love me, darling. Love me for true. Don't try to break my heart or try to make me blue. But it no matter what I want to do. All I love, yes, it must get true. Baby, tell you no, no.
This time over the top of the Far East rhythm, that was Madu with Have You Ever Been to Heaven, which was produced by Lloyd Mason and released on his Prophet Studio B label in Jamaica back in 1980.
Ice, Irie.
But sadly, the story of Stereophonic was tragically cut short in November 1980, as following the bloodiest general election campaign the island had seen, which saw hundreds of people lose their lives, General Echo, Big John and Colonel Flux were driving past Halfway Tree in John's car one Saturday lunchtime when they were stopped by the police, who searched their car and then, in an incident that has never been explained, shot and killed all three men. And this horrific incident rocked the dancehall world to its core and left Madu distraught. And so he soon left the island before returning several months later to record a tribute to his three friends, Echo, John and Flux, in Bite the Dust.
And another one goes. And another one goes. Man, why you so undone? Now you don't even know which man you can trust. I don't know if he's Echo, Big John, I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, but another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust. And don't bother fuss, and I can't bother cuss, but Jah is coming down to help us. I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, but another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust. Papa Echo was a cool entertainer, Colonel Flux was a cool operator, Big John was the sound manager. And we used to nice up the area with a lot of slackness and culture. Wow, wow. I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, but another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust. Papa Echo was an innocent man, Colonel Flux, he never feared no one, Big John was a businessman. They went to check out a technician, but they met up in sudden destruction. Wow, wow. The killing of the tree was in Halfway Tree, couple meters from JBC. The motive for the killing is still a mystery, the motive for the killing is still a mystery. Things like this should go down in history. I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, but another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust. Papa Echo was the general, Selector Flux was the colonel, Big John was the marshal. They get a high relic of funeral, in Duckart Memorial. Wow. I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, I don't know if he's Echo, Big John or Flux, but another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust, and another one bite the dust.
That was Madu with Bite the Dust, which he produced himself and released on his own Bionic label in 1982. But this tragic loss of his friends and colleagues changed Madu's life, and he soon moved to America, where he found work and raised a family. Bert in his short recording and performing career in Jamaica, alongside Echo, Flux and John, he helped change the course of Jamaican music, redefine its boundaries, and entertain thousands of people. A fitting legacy for the man who is known as a bionic singer. But that is all I've got time for here today, and so I hope you enjoyed this tribute to two influential and entertaining artists who, in their individual ways, contributed so much to the music we love. And if you did, then you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, or you can tune in to the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music here in Ian's House of Reggae.
House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae. House of Reggae.